last time on Wings.
Joey, is everything okay with the business?
Sure.
Yeah, well, well, why would you ask a crazy question like that?
Joe, the plane is missing. The plane is missing.
And why would the bank repossess our plane? We've missed one lousy payment.
It wasn't just one.
Well, how many payments did we miss?
Three.
Well, why didn't you tell me we missed three payments?
All right, it was eight.
Eight?
If we could just find a way to pump a little cash into the airline to get us on our feet again.
Right, we need a cash pumper.
Maybe I could find a financial broker. You know, a guy who could hook us up with some investors.
Right, we need a hooker.
Gentlemen, let's cut through the guano. We all know the reason I'm here is because you guys are in the dumper.
So, just how much were you thinking of investing?
Gentlemen, I don't invest in companies. I buy them.
Well, looks like Clayton just bought himself an airline.
Joe and Brian Hackett, this is my son, Cord. He's just out of school.
Hey, how you doing?
Cord's going to be running Sandpiper. He's your new boss.
Now, what qualifies you to run this airline?
Okay, that's a good question. It's a really good question. Anybody?
What's the problem with you? Okay, look, I'm very sorry for the delay. If you'll just be patient, we'll be with you in just a few more minutes, okay? So did you track down the little weasel?
No, I've been calling Cord's hotel all morning. There's no answer.
This is great. I can't take off without fuel. Cord's the only one consigned for it. You know, these people depend on us. The most important thing we have is our relationship with our customers.
Excuse me.
Yes, just sit down, Grandma. We'll be with you when we're ready.
Joe, what are we going to do?
Oh, there's nothing we can do. Cancel the damn flight.
Sandpiper regrets to inform you that we are canceling the damn flight.
Oh, do you believe this? I'm going to kill that Cord. He's been here one day. He's ruining the business.
Joe, you have got to relax. You're becoming obsessed with that kid taking over your company. It's interfering with our personal life.
What are you talking about?
Well, let's just say when a woman is having sex with her husband, the last thing she wants to hear is him screaming, "How the hell do I get out of this position?"
Hey, Brian, we had to cancel all our flights because we can't find Cord. I don't think we're going to get a plane in the air today.
A day off with pay?
I like being an employee. Huh? Doesn't this bother you at all? Are you that apathetic?
Listen, Joey, I know it's really hard to accept, but Sandpiper Airlines is no longer our responsibility. So if the airline's a mess, it's Cord's problem.
Yeah, and when Sandpiper goes down and we no longer have jobs, whose problem is it then?
Morning, everybody. So, nothing like getting up bright and early on your first day of work, huh?
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It is? Well, what time do we knock off?
Oh, you must be Cord.
Mm-hmm. And you are?
Oh, Helen, Joe's wife.
Oh. And Joe is?
Me. I'm Joe, one of your pilots. May I have a word with you in my office?
Why, is something wrong?
Oh, no. No, of course not. Just we've had to cancel all our flights. We're basically shut down right now.
Wow, all on my first day. How could this happen, Pilot Joe?
Okay, let me explain this to you with a little visual aid, all right? Imagine that this is the plane, and that this...
Easy there, Pilot Joe. Why don't everybody just sit down? Let's talk about this over some lunch. Cord, what can I get you?
Oh, nothing, thanks. Somebody left this amazing muffin basket in my hotel. Totally picked out.
That was just my little way of saying welcome to the Sandpiper family.
Well, that was really nice of you.
Ticket agent Faye. It was my pleasure. And if there's anything else you need, you just let me know. Dinner reservations, car rental. I give quite a pedicure.
Well, thank you, ticket agent Faye. Okay, so, enough sitting around. What do you say we get some work done? Staff meeting, everybody in my office. It's that way, right?
Yes, it is. And that's why you're the boss.
Muffin basket, pedicures.
Hey, I'm going which way the wind blows, and right now, Pee-wee is the wind.
Okay, look, I know I've only been here one day, but I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I know exactly what this airline needs.
What?
Are you ready? A really big idea.
Okay, we're waiting. What's the really big idea?
What do you mean? The really big idea is the really big idea.
Well, finally, the kind of fresh young thinking this airline's been needing.
What thinking? What's she talking about?
You know, that's not a bad idea, a really big idea.
What's not a bad idea?
A big idea.
A really big idea.
Well, I must say, I'm very impressed.
This is crazy. Saying you have a really big idea is not a really big idea.
Hey, Joey, don't dump on it just because you didn't think of it first.
Think of what? What is the really big idea?
It seems to me that most of us are already on board with this, Joe.
On board with what? The really big idea is the really big idea?
Well, finally, it's getting through. Okay, look, you know what? I think we've had a really productive morning. So, let's just break off into groups and we'll explore this further. Faye, you're on my team.
Oh, you bet I am.
This is insane, the really big idea. How can you be on board? He hasn't said anything.
I'd watch it, Pilot Joe. Your attitude has been noticed.
And thank you for flying Aeromass. It's like they had a choice. Oh, I love being the only game in town.
Enjoy it while you can.
What does that mean, huh?
Oh, God. You are so naive. Don't you know who owns Sandpiper now?
Yeah, some guy named Clayton.
Edgar Clayton. Clayton Industries, Transportation, Communication, crack a business week once in a while. Listen, Edgar Clayton does not take over a company to let it fail. If he put that kid in charge of a Sandpiper, trust me, he's up to something.
Hey, I'm not worried. He can't hurt me.
He could have you for breakfast for a year.
Excuse me. We haven't met. Roy Biggins, CEO of Aeromass.
Aeromass.
Your competition.
Oh, I didn't know we had any competition.
Kind of cocky, aren't you, kid? Do you have the plans to back it up, huh?
Oh, you bet he does. Court's come up with a big idea.
A big idea?
A really big idea.
So what's the really big idea?
Oh, well, between you and me, I don't have a clue.
Oh, come on, kid. What are you up to? You're adding to your fleet? Expanding your routes, huh? Oh, no. It's not private charters, is it?
Private charters, is that a good thing?
Oh, you heartless bastard. You put your finger on the one market I haven't been able to crack.
Well, I'll see you around.
Don't you threaten me. I'm not just gonna lay down and roll over, you know. You're not the only one around here with really big ideas. I'm a dead man.
Do you believe this kid, Brian? What are we gonna do?
Well, he did say we should break off into groups and start working on the big idea, but...
Now, you listen to me, Brian, and I want to be very clear. As long as I live, I never want to hear the words really big idea again.
Oh, Joe, I just heard what's a really big idea.
There is no really big idea.
Oh, fine. Well, if you won't tell me...
I am trying to tell you there is no really big idea.
I don't know why he won't get on board with this.
All right. Here he is. Cord, my wife wants to know what the really big idea is. Now, go on. Tell her. Tell her the really big idea.
We turn Sandpiper into an exclusive private charter service.
Huh?
Well, it's the one market that our competition hasn't been able to crack.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Thanks. Now... If you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go start putting this into motion.
Private charters, that is a great idea. Now, why would you hide that from me?
Because that is not the really big idea. He said that the big idea was the really big idea.
Joe, honey, now you're not making any sense.
Well, I'm not making sense. He's the one that's not making sense. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. Right, Brian? Right.
You know, your attitude has stunk from the get-go.
Joe, just come in here, sit down and relax. Everything's gonna be just fine.
Joe, are you okay?
It was nothing. I really don't see what the big deal was.
I heard you turned blue, your eyes bugged out. You did a header into a garbage can.
Just had a minor anxiety attack. Speak in very even tones and make no sudden moves.
Well, I'm glad to hear it's nothing serious. What's with your dolly?
The doctor gave it to me. I'm supposed to squeeze Mr. Googie whenever I feel I might pitch over again.
I see. So there's nothing wrong with you physically. You're just a freaking nutcase.
Now, just calm down. Nobody thinks you're crazy. Just squeeze Mr. Googie and visualize your happy place. Don't get confused again and squeeze your happy place and visualize Mr. Googie.
How you doing, Joey?
He's in his happy place.
Yeah, well, he won't be there for long. Plane's gone.
Oh. What do you mean the plane is gone? How can the plane be gone? Cord.
All rise for the president of Sandpiper.
Where is the damn plane?
Oh, I leased it to a crop dusting company.
You what?
Squeeze, baby, squeeze.
Okay, here's what's going on. Now, do you remember my really big idea?
Keep a squeezing.
Well, I called this friend of mine in the music business and... Are you ready for this? Okay, the Todds are going on a 3-month tour, and we are going to fly them. I mean, they are the hottest thing in country music right now. Just trust me. We are going to make more money in 3 months than you guys made all last year.
The Todds? I love the Todds. That is a great idea. I mean, you know, it doesn't suck.
Joe, do you hear that? Do you hear it?
Hear what?
Nothing. Not a sound. Unlike that blender we used to fly, this is a real airplane.
Come on, it's not that much different from ours.
Oh, yes, it is. We can't outrun this one. Come on, admit it, Joey. This is a great airplane. Come on, admit it, admit it.
Okay, all right, I admit it. This is a great plane. This is an incredible plane. This is the coolest plane I've ever flown.
Yeah, and who do we have to thank for all this?
All right, I know. So the kid did have a really big idea.
You're damn right.
Oh, can you believe who we have back there? Nina and Tammy Todd, the Todds!
No, man, I love them. I have all their albums.
Butterflies and angels and meadows full of mist. Always kind of makes me think of the time that we first kissed.
I wonder if this plane has ejector seats. Attention! This is your co-captain, Brian Hackett. We have reached cruising altitude. Flight attendant, you may commence beverage service.
Hi, my name is Casey, and I'll be your flight attendant. And may I just say what an honor it is to serve you. I love all of your songs, especially Heaven is a Place Called You and, oh, what's that one from your first album?
Double Vodka Rocks.
Oh, I don't think I heard that song.
We'll get used to it because she sings it a lot.
Okay, and what can I get you, Tammy? Oh, may I call you Tammy?
No. Diet Coke.
All righty then.
Diet Coke. Talk about rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic.
Oh, that's fresh, Mother. A slam at my weight. Why don't you just slam back a couple more vodkas, you leathery old barfly?
You know, I'm just gonna let that roll right off my back.
Yeah, just like the drummer, the bass player, and half the horn section.
What keeps you warm at night? Other than a big bucket of McNuggets.
2 voices and 1 heart. Nothing could ever tear us apart.
Joe, please, don't make me use the flare gun on myself.
Oh, sugar, Nina's glass is empty.
Oh, really? Well, I just set it down. Did you spill it?
Yeah, she spilled it right down her gullet.
All right, well, I'll just bring you another one. And would you like something to snack on?
I have some of those honey roasted peanuts. How about a bale of hay for Bessie over there?
Tinkle, tinkle. Coming right up.
Tammy, I think we should go over some of the songs we're going to sing tonight.
Well, now, don't you mean the songs I'm going to sing and you're going to sway suggestively too, like the no-talent horn dog that you are?
How dare you call me a horn dog? Well, hello, Dolly.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just wanted to introduce myself. I'm your pilot, Joe Hackett, and may I also say I'm one of your biggest fans.
Oh, and may I say, even though we just met, I'm one of yours. Now, Tammy, move your fat bucket off that seat and let sweet and good-looking sit down.
You know, I'm sick and tired of looking at your old, ugly, reconstructed face.
Move.
That's it. I'm not taking your abuse for the next 3 months. This tour is off.
That's fine with me.
Wait, you can't cancel the tour.
I should have dumped you years ago.
You dumped me?
No, she didn't mean.
The hell I didn't. From now on, this girl's going solo.
Solo? You're a team. Two voices, one heart.
Oh, you kidding? You wouldn't last 2 weeks without me.
Oh, that's right. All I can do is write, sing, and play beautiful songs. Who's going to drain the liquor cabinet and bang the roadies?
This is your co-captain, Brian Hackett, speaking. We're now beginning our approach into New York, marking the first leg of the Todd's Love Heals All tour. So please, fasten your seatbelts as we may be experiencing some turbulence.
Joe, when you squeeze this, do you feel yourself getting kind of turned on?
No.
Yeah, me neither. How's your neck?
I'll let you know when I get some movement back. Oh, by the way, thanks for all your help.
Well, hey, you know, I wasn't worried. Even when Tammy was continually pile-driving your head into the carpet, I knew you had the situation well in hand.
Yeah, I did too. I'll tell you one thing, Butterflies and Angels has a whole new meaning. It's the last thing I saw before she punched my lights out. Listen, if you swear something to me, you swear you will never tell anyone I was knocked out by a girl.
You got it.
Oh, Joe, you okay? I heard you got bounced around the cabin by Todd. Look on the bright side. At least we have a funny story to tell our grandchildren.
Yeah, assuming I can still have them. She landed a few kicks, too.
So now the tour is off. Now what do we do?
Oh, I don't know. But I'm sure our fearless leader, Cord, will have another really big idea.
Yeah, about that. Yeah, you may want to grab your googie.
Why?
Because when he found out what happened, he split. And Faye called the hotel and he's checked out.
Oh. What are you saying? Cord is gone?
He's
are
gone.
You sure?
Yes.
So, how are my two favorite pilots?
Look what the wind blew back in.
Huh? Yeah, I can't believe you have the nerve to show both your faces back here.
Delightful sense of humor.
Look, Faye, if you think you're going to get back in our good graces...
Joe, don't blame her. She's only doing what any threatened creature would do, trying to survive. Yes, porcupines shoot their quills, skunk emits a big stink, and Faye just sucks up like an industrial Hoover.
Well, I hate to say this, but the only thing worse than Cord being here is Cord not being here. If his father finds out that he's gone, he's going to shut us down permanently.
Yeah, well, luckily, we don't have to worry about that because he's in Singapore.
Oh, no, he isn't.
Mr. Clayton, what are you doing here?
I just came by to check on my investments and see my son. How's he doing?
Well, that son of yours, he's something. He's
a mover and a shaker.
He's a doer and a thinker.
He's a butcher and a baker.
Now, where is he?
He's a hustling and a bustling.
He's a wheeling and a dealing.
He's a butching and a baking.
All right, let's cut the run around and tell me where my son is, okay?
Joe, could you come out here, please?
Faye, we're in the middle of something here.
Joe.
Faye, we have an emergency. Why did you pull me out of there? Hey. Where do you think you're going?
Just out for a little walk.
New York with a connecting flight to London?
Look, I gave running this airline a shot. Okay, it didn't work out, so no harm, no foul.
Hold it, hold it. That's not the way it works.
Oh, sure it is. Just ask my father, he'll tell you. Cord never finishes anything. Cord is just a huge screw-up.
Hey, listen to me, Cord. You know as well as I do that if you leave, your father's gonna shut us down.
Yeah. Well, sorry, that's not my problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it is your problem. This is not just about you. It affects other people's lives, too. You know, like me, my brother, that suck-up Faye.
Hey, hey, well, you say what you want about me, but you lay off that fine and good woman.
Cord, listen, I know that I had some problems with you being here, okay? But I want to tell you something. You did a really good job.
I did?
Yeah. Yeah, the tour thing was a great idea. Okay, it didn't work out. That wasn't your fault. But you'll have other good ideas. Your father is wrong about you. And now's your chance to prove it. Now, come on, he's in the office right now.
My dad's here?
Yes. So you can either stay here and face this, or you can run away like you've done your whole life.
You're right.
Good. So, ready?
Yeah. See ya.